As I mentioned, over Shabbos, we'll begin our new study of Mincha Marvel Bira, the works of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the great leader of the German community of the late 1800s, who published his commentary on Chumash over an 11-year period from 1867 to 1878, which is, I mentioned, because it's always worth keeping in mind the time frame in which it was written as it relates to us today. Those things which stay the same and those things which change, both of which are, we'll see many times, are true. To jump right into Parshas Noach, Rav Hirsch comments on the first pasuk of Eila told us Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, and Noach was then described in two ways. Number one, as a tzaddik, and tamim. He was righteous as a tzaddik, and he was wholesome. And Rav Hirsch notes that these two ideas describe how he managed to survive both of the problems that existed during the time of his generation. Because a few psukim later, the Torah is going to say there were two problems in his generation. Number one, the Torah says, Vatishachei Sa'aretz, the world became corrupt, and it was filled with chamas, with thievery. And those are two different realms. Lishachais, when the world became corrupt, that's on a moral level. There was immorality. There was a complete debauchery of society from a moral perspective. Chamas refers to thievery, which is not just between oneself and his creator in terms of the types of ethics and morals that a person have. Now it's already where your hand affects someone else. And not just any type of thievery. Chamas is specifically, as the Gemara understands and the first discusses at length, the type of thievery that's not easily caught. It's underhanded. It's small amounts at a time. It's where you can't really be taken to court, or it's not worth it to be taken to court. It's a specific type of thievery where you try to get away with it. And the Torah first list, the first is very big into understanding, as we'll see, the specific language and order of the psukim. First, the world became corrupt on a moral level. And a person might think, okay, so people are immoral, but businesses can still flourish, people will still observe laws, and it doesn't work that way. When the world becomes corrupt morally, then it becomes through thievery as well. And regular thievery, a society can sustain itself. There are laws and penalties, but once it becomes chamas, it becomes underhanded where you can't catch it, then already the entire society goes to waste, and as Hashem describes in the Psukim, the world was going to be destroyed and recreated through Noach. Verses are against these two things of shaches, of corruption from a moral level, and thievery. The Torah describes Noach first as a tzaddik. When it came to the immorality of society, he was still able to maintain himself as a tzaddik. And when it comes to the thievery, he was able to still be chamas. He was able to be tamim. It's actually reversed in terms of tzaddik. The tzaddik was in terms of ben adam l'chavero, and him being tamim, him being whole, was in terms of the morality issue. But he had both. He notes, as Rashi does, that when the Torah describes Noach as tamim, as moral, as whole, as pure, that it's bidorosav, in his generations. And Rashi points out there are really two ways to interpret that. That might be a positive, or really highlighting, even in such a decrepit generation, he maintains his status as a moral person. Or you could look at it as, yeah, in his generation, he was a moral person, because in relationship to everybody else, he looked really good. But had he been in a different generation, he might not have looked as good as he did in this particular generation. Two ways of reading it. The Torah is clearly highlighting that when it comes to Noach and his generation, it's unclear exactly how to look at it, and the sages debated that point. What Rav Hirsch points out, and we'll conclude with this, a very fascinating point. Rav Hirsch is described, Noach is described in two words, as a tzaddik, in terms of ben adam l'chaver, in terms of his behavior, and tamim. He's moral, he was wholesome. Which word has the disclaimer of bidorosav, in his generation? It's the second one when it comes to his morality. A tzaddik, period. Being a tzaddik is very easily defined. These are the do's and the don'ts, and if you do them, you're a tzaddik, and if you don't, you're not. Tamim, being wholesome and pure and moral, is relationship to what's going on around you. On that, the Torah says, bidorosav, which the sages debate. On this, Rav Hirsch makes a very fascinating comment. I'll phrase it as a question first. Which is more difficult? Which is a greater accomplishment? If a person is surrounded by people who steal and he remains honest, that's one guy, everyone's cheating on his taxes and he doesn't. Everybody picks off a little thing, yeah, and he doesn't. Or being in a surroundings, in an environment where everybody's immoral, and he maintains his morality. Which one is a more difficult task? To remain honest in a dishonest society or to remain moral in an immoral society? So the first says, based on the fact that the Torah says, Tamim Hayah B'Dorosav, where we add the phrase, in his generation, is on the word Tamim, he makes a statement, it is incomparably more difficult to remain moral in an immoral society than it is to remain honest in a dishonest time or society. Honesty is easier to hold on to. A person's level of morality is so impacted by what we see and hear around us that to remain on the level that a person desires to be, surrounded by immorality, is far more difficult. And therefore the Torah highlights on that phrase, Noach was in his generation, he was Tamim. And they debate exactly what the Torah means to say. But on a tzaddik, that's just, it is what it is. He was a tzaddik, and that was more objectively speaking. Those are some of Rav Hirsch's comments on the opening pasuk in Parshas Noach.